ABC Radio Darwin.
Growing up in the Narrows is great. It's a big yard, huge block, close to the city, not miles out. We had heaps of chickens, ducks, dogs, cats running around the block. All at free will. It was pretty manic, but it was beautiful.
Where we are right now on Narrow Street, is this the family home that you were always in?
Yes, it is. So I sort of lived here for the, 18 of the first 20 years of my life.
I guess you've come back from Melbourne now for a reason. Tell me about what's happened.
Yeah, well, it was just basically Mum, she's not in the best way. Louise Bennett's her name. She's in hospital at the moment. She was battling a repossession in court, whereas she ended up losing the battle, being sent into hospital, and then I came up here with, instruction and intention to get the house ready for repossession, and then with a little bit of leniency from the bank that it was with, I've managed to fight and challenge them and come up with reasoning and negotiate into being in a position where I could call for some help to actually, get the house into presentable order and make her get what she deserves, really. And it's been massive. And now I'm in a position where I have to sell the house and it's actually in a sellable state.
And just going back to your mum, how do people know her around the community?
So Mum moved here in 1985 when she was just a nurse. She was 21 years old and she worked as a nurse in Royal Darwin Hospital, Alice Springs, out in Tennant Creek, out in Nullumboy. So that was her first maybe 8 years of being up here, and she ended up studying law. She wrote articles for the NT News, then she was a criminal defence lawyer for Legal Aid from the mid-90s to about 2012. And in that time, she only did juvenile defence, where the only reason she did it was she just wanted to keep kids out of prison. And, she got worked hard and she did that and raised four kids on her own and eventually opened her own practice in 2012 where, she was in high demand, very stressed, and she had much bigger cases, and she was very, very popular among the people who needed her.
So obviously you came back from Melbourne, you realised you potentially had to sell the house and it needed a spruce up. What was your first move?
Well, the first move was writing to the lawyers that the banks go through and, explaining the circumstances and the state the house that was in, and, there was no green grass here, and there was junk around the yard. There was other occupants who weren't necessarily meant to be here, but the leniency the bank has shown was the first step, and trying to get a bit more power to control the situation as opposed to just getting rid of everything and taking it to the tip and giving him the keys. Like, that was the first step. And the timing of it was beautiful, because just after that, the Marcroft family, who are family friends, I think the day that came through and they said, you can sell the house, all six of them came around, and, they're builders and carpenters and roofers, and Deb's hand in the garden. And I think the very next day, all six of them were here. And, Duncan, he's 78, he was on the rake. Deb ran around the garden for about a week straight. Noah, one of the boys, was just fixing door frames. Luke ran around with a gurney. Connie getting everything organised, and she helped organise a kickstart me. And Ned was running around. All six of them were here that day, and that's when I realised that people would be willing to help. And the whole month that I've been here, or 5 weeks, I've usually had someone by my side who has been helping.
So was it a full-time, all-day job sort of thing?
Yeah, at this stage I've been dealing with her estate for 15 hours a day, without a rest. It's just flat out. And today I'm actually going to go and get her out of hospital.
How's she doing now?
Yeah, she's all right. She knows what's going on.
Where to from here? What's the outlook?
Well, the outlook is, you know, we're just grateful for the leniency shown from the bank, and it's made a huge difference in our potential to set up someone who is not well, very not well, in a financial crisis and also a medical and physical one.
Being from Darwin and growing up here in Narrows Street, you know what Darwin's like, but did it still give you a bit of a surprise of how many people that you didn't even know from a bar of soap were willing to chip in?
It honestly did. I was trying to get this place sorted for a month, and I had the valuation booked for Monday, which has just gone. And I think it was Friday afternoon, I was looking around at what still needed to be done, trying to calculate, and I put out a call for help on social media. And, you know, just basically gave a brief outline of the situation. And a lot of people shared it and responded. And I think the next morning I arrived and, you know, I was pulling apart a bed, and about 9 a.m. a guy burst into the room. He's like, "Where's Jack? Where's Jack?" And he goes, "What do you want me to do? I've got 20 minutes. And I said, come in here and pull these louver galleries off. And then he pulled them off. And then the last weekend before the valuation was just mental. About 20 minutes after that, a gentleman named Finn from Perap arrived, and he'd been through the house and had a look, and he goes, "Look, I'm here to fix your pole. I've just been through Ludmiller School. They're pulling it all down. There's materials everywhere if you need anything else." And he comes in and he spends 3 hours chopping this pole up and cutting concrete, jackhammers out, and he welds a new pole on back together and spray paints it. It looks brand new. That last day, you know, we had the scaffolding up and I was hanging off it on a drill, project manager spec, and just shouting at everyone. And there was about 100 different people here over that weekend, and it all fell out so perfectly timed to the point where on Monday at about 3:45, I ran over the road and grabbed the chairs and table for the balcony, came back through. The valuer was here at 5 to 4. Everyone was still had their cleaning stuff out, and it was the last of the house was being polished up. And you know, we ran down to the gate. I started talking to him and told everyone to put the stuff in the cupboards. And then by the time I brought him up into the house, the place was just spotless, just in the nick of time. We went for a walk through, and all six of my mates who were here were out by the pool with a barbecue going. And the guy just fell in love with the place immediately.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like when you pull up here and she sees the place?
Well, she's actually been back through a couple of times. When she came through during the week when there was, well, the weekend when there was about 50 people here chipping away with hammers and drills, and she sort of had a shocked look in her eyes, and, you know, she can tell she's got the people on her team.